Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hello, everybody. This just in and what it means for you. So last night, there was a lot of buzz about moving a stock up higher. I did a video pre-market on that stock, and now I'm going to do a follow-up video. If that's interesting to you, stick right with us. Hello, everybody. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest. And I did a follow-up, or I did a video this morning pre-market on Sundial. There was a lot of information about pushing the stock higher, and everybody was like, wow, all right, this is a good time to get into the stock. Well, the pre-market video pretty much said, be careful. I looked at it from a perspective of looking at the pre-market gap. I also had on my graph a 20-period exponential moving average, and I had support and resistance on there as well. So looking at the trade pre-market, it gapped up with the pre-market activity. It then fell precipitously below my 20-period exponential moving average. From a trading perspective, it was telling me it wasn't the right time to get into the stock. But after the market opened, there was plenty of opportunity to say to yourself, all right, now the stock is doing what I want it to do, and let's go jump on board. So as the stock's price created a level of support pre-market, it bounced off that level of support, rose to the level of the 20-period exponential moving average, but pre-market had a hard time breaking above that. So then the market opens, and now let's take a look at the stock and what it looks like right now. As I look at Sundial, a big red candle. A lot of the marijuana stocks that were abuzz last night are pulling back precipitously. So I'm going to look at this from two perspectives. Whether you're a trader in the market and you want to know how to trade it, or whether you're trying to hold it for a couple of days to a couple of weeks as a swing trade, how to trade it. So there's a couple of things that I'm looking at. One, the big red candle. And notice I've got a little bit of a line in between the middle of yesterday's candle. This candle is way above the stock's close yesterday and currently trading below the halfway mark of yesterday's candle. This candlestick pattern is known as a dark cover. Now, or a dark cloud cover. Now, what that means is that it's got a higher probability to continue to move down because it's a bearish candlestick. All right, so I'm just putting that out there, number one. Number two, I have 3 and 8 exponential moving averages to show me from a short-term price trend, is the stock still in an uptrend? I see that it still is. So if I'm looking at this on an end-of-day graph, what can you do? Well, if you give it all the way back to the 3, crossing below the 8, you're going to give up a lot of money to the downside in anticipation of the stock's price to still move up. All right, let's take this even a step further. On my graph below, I have one of our VectorVest indicators known as relative timing, or RT. Cast on a scale between 0 and 2, when RT is above the value of 1, the stock is in an uptrend. But when it's below the value of 1, the stock's in a downtrend. Currently, it is above the value of 1, but pulling back with today's activity. Let's take this a step further. I like conviction behind a trade, and I'm going to use volume for that. Today's volume is one of the highest volume days over the last 3 months of which I'm looking at this graph. Notice that the volume is red. Not only is the stock's price falling, it's falling because a lot of people are selling. Well, why? Let's go look at yesterday's data. The stock's price closed at a price of $2.95. Okay, the stock's price gapped up today to an open price of $3.96. Folks, people made a dollar at the open. What do you think is going to happen with that? A lot of people are going to say, I'm going to take my profit off the table on a low dollar stock. Thus, this could be profit taking. Nonetheless, a big down day with big volume, and the last thing we want you to do is to try to catch a falling knife. Let the trade come to you. Now, for those of you who are saying, well, I think that the stock has great potential, all right, that is absolutely well within your range to say so. If the stock has got that kind of potential, would you rather buy as the stock is rising? Our mantra is to help you to buy into safe, undervalued stocks that are rising in price in a rising market. Now, if you're a trader, all right, maybe it doesn't have all of those aspects. As a trader, all I'm really worried about is timing the trade. Is the stock moving up? Is it trending up? And is it doing so on volume? Well, if from a trader's perspective, if the stock is falling, I'm not going to really want to buy on a down day. Why not put yourself in a good situation where you're buying as the stock's price is rising? It's doing exactly what you want to do. So if you feel that the stock has got a lot of potential, let the trade come to you. So people got in, the stock is going down, and a lot of people out there are going to say, well, you know something, I'm going to hold or I'm going to buy more. Again, our mantra is not to have you to buy or try to catch a falling knife. And if this money now is tied up and it's moving down, you've got to make a decision of when enough is enough. You need to hold on to enough capital to be able to fight to see another day, or else the stock's price will go down like it is today. Who's to say that it won't stay down there for a while? And if it does, all of that money that you've got tied up in that stock cannot be used to buy into a stock that's doing what you want it to do. Just something to think about. I am not bashing anyone out there who says that I want to hold the stock. If that is the case, that money will be tied up until the stock's price rebounds. But notice that, again, not only is it's falling on huge volume, which means that there's a lot of sellers of the stock. So keeping that in mind, that's looking at it from a trade perspective. Let's say that you want to hold it and you want to rock and roll with it. Let me change my graph. I've got a layout here called swing trade. Now it's going to be set up a little differently. I'm now looking at a 20-period exponential moving average, all right, on end of day. The price of the stock has done a really good job as of recently staying above that 20-day exponential moving average. Recently, it broke through two levels of resistance, all bullish, and still rocking and rolling and still rocking and rolling. Now, from this perspective, as a longer-term investor, if you're in it, I'm going to give you a line in the sand where you really need to consider changing the position. If the stock's price goes down to that level of the 20-day exponential moving average, which right now is sitting at $1.26, that's a big hit on that portfolio. But if the stock's price falls below that, normally when it tends to do that, it either sits there, wait for another buying opportunity to do so. What else do you want to do? You always want to buy low and sell high. If you jumped on the stock, what did you do? You bought high, it's now gone low, and now you got to wait for it to go back up to the high or above before you start making money on the trade. Again, you're tying up money that you could be using to put it into a different stock to have the outcome you want, which is having the stock go up in price. What else am I looking at from a swing trade perspective? I'm also looking at earnings. Why? Because earnings per share is the engine that drives a stock's price higher. My earnings per share right now is negative 16 cents. So the stock is not making money on a forecasted basis. Couple that with the earnings growth rate at a negative 6% a year. Now, what I do like about the earnings growth rate is that over the last 3 months, earnings growth rate has gone higher than it was 3 months ago. But earnings per share is starting to fall. The company is starting to lose money. Put all of this into perspective. Knowing that the current administration that we're in is going to have the propensity to decriminalize marijuana is a good sign for marijuana stocks. I'm all on board with that. What I'm trying to show you is whether you're a trader or you're trying to swing trade the trade, let the trade come to you. Make sure that you're buying into the stock as it's rising. Now, I'm going to get the comments that says, well, I could be buying high. Well, in this case, you sort of kind of did, and now you've got to wait for the stock to retrace, go back up before you start making money. So I'm sure I'm going to get all of the comments that says, well, no, you need to hold it. You need to buy more. Be careful with the buying more, especially if you're buying into a falling stock. Now, as I look at this on that end of day basis, there's that dark cloud pattern. I need the stock. If this is going to be a confirmation of the dark cloud cover, the price of the stock today has to close below the midpoint of yesterday's candle. I see a wick forming here. I'm getting some buying pressure, but the candle is still much bigger than the wick. All I'm letting you know is the information that you need to make a better decision on what you want to do with this stock. I am not downplaying the stock. I am not downplaying the move of the people trying to push the stock's price higher. What I want you to do is be able to make a good informed decision on what to do with the stock, whether you own it or whether you're looking into buying it now. If I'm going to buy it now, I'm going to let the trade come to me. The stock's price has got to take out that high before I buy on board. Now, notice that as stocks do that, as a stock rises, there was an opportunity to get in. It pulled back. It stayed above that 20 exponential moving average, closed down for 2 days. Could that have been an opportunity to get out? Yes, it could have. What would you have done? You would have limited your losses. Then you wait for an opportunity to buy again. It jumped back above. Look at that move. Comes back down. You could have eked out a little bit of a gain there. All I'm trying to show you, here's another move nicely above the 20-day exponential moving average. It did have the wherewithal to keep running. All I'm trying to show you is the higher probability by using technical analysis, by looking at earnings per share, by looking at earnings growth rate to make a better decision. Above the 20-day, broke above two levels of resistance, ran, that's what you're looking for. But as of today, it's pulling back. Just be careful. And again, if you still want to hold it for the long term, by all means do so. But just understand what you're in as this is going along. I am not going to help you to say that go buy more right now. I see that the stock's price is moving higher. I really want the trade to come to me. I want to make sure that I'm doing the right things. And if you are a longer term holder of the stock, make all of your decisions on an end of day graph. If you are a trader, let's go put back on my trade setup and let's go put this from end of day to intraday, 5-minute bars, current day. And this is what you're looking at. So now, even as a trader, I see the stock, the 3 and the 8, they ran. Finally, the 3 and the 8 went negative right here about 10:40 this morning. Would that have been a good opportunity to either take some off the table or take it all off the table and wait for a better opportunity? Absolutely. Now, looking at this live midday, what do I see? It looks like the stock's price might have found a level of support today, sitting at about $2.16. I see that the 3 and the 8 have now crossed. Now, that's sitting at the price of about $2.59 thereabouts. What would I do now? Well, if I got in now because the 3 and the 8 did cross, I'd look at a profit target of today's high, which is at $3.96. Would I be okay with that on a lower dollar stock? Absolutely. Now, once it gets to that price of that high or that level of resistance, two things I could do. Either take all of the trade off the table or take half the trade off the table and hope that it continues to break through that level of resistance. And if it does, it's got a high probability of still moving higher. So all I'm doing again is presenting you with the case, whether you are a shorter term trader or a longer term investor on the stock and how to trade it. All right. So with all of that being said, I want people to do their homework. I keep seeing a lot of DD out there. Do your due diligence. I want you to make your own decisions My job is just to prevent, my job is just to present you with the useful information to make the right decisions. Whether you agree with me or not, my job is to present that out to you so that you can make your decisions. I will not try to persuade you in either direction. This is your money, not mine. And I want you to be able to have the information at your fingertips to make the right decisions at the right time. So I think I might do another video on this stock towards the end of the day. And that way we'll cover the pre-market, the midday move on it, and let's see what happens towards the closing of the day and see how it all works out. Hopefully you have found this video useful. And again, it's all about useful information. I am not trying to persuade anybody in any direction. You do what makes you happy. You do you. All right. So with that, folks, until the next time, have a great day. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.